KFIZ News Time 1039 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Friday. It's July 16th of 2021. And we told you a month or two ago about the return of the parent cafes with Sprouts, which is part of CSI of Fond du Lac County. And we now have details about the first parent cafe, which is coming up just a bit away on the 29th of this month. Here to tell us more about that is Amber Kilwee from the Fond du Lac Area United Way. She joins us on assignments from the phone line here this morning. Amber, happy Friday. How are you this morning?
Yeah, happy Friday, Spencer. I'm happy to always have you accommodate our schedules. And I'm actually just heading out of a conference for United Way. All of our Wisconsin partners came together, and I'm in sunny Wisconsin Dells. So I'm talking to you from my car while watching families enjoy starting to kick off their weekend at the water park capital of the world. So thanks again for the accommodation.
Not a problem. You're not joining us live from Noah's Ark, the middle of the water park, are you?
No, I'm not, Spencer. I feel like that ship has sailed with, being in an older phase of my life. I'm going to leave that up to people who are a little younger than myself, but I'm not sure my equilibrium can hold up to that challenge anymore.
I would wholeheartedly agree there. So I think you and I are in the same boat. We'll just stick to what we're doing here. But you talk about family stuff going on, Amber. We've talked before. You and I have chatted before. I've talked with other folks from CSI and the Birth 3 program here in Fond du Lac County about about Sprout in general and about these parent cafes. Let's start with the basics. For folks who are unfamiliar with Sprout and this whole parent cafe concept, can you kind of break that down for us here this morning?
Yeah, absolutely, Spencer. I know it's kind of, I was thinking before we talked, I was like, parent cafe, like if I were to hear that for the first time, that's always from a brand and a marketing standpoint, what would others think of that if you, might have a hard time understanding that? So, simply put, it is a bit of a misnomer because parent cafes are for everyone. If you are caregiving for a child in any capacity, Spencer, obviously as a parent, but as a grandparent, as any type of caregiver, loved one, maybe you're even, like a nanny or, providing some type of child care services, or that is your full-time career path, the parent cafes are for you. The other misnomer component of it is, it's not at a cafe. It's not to say that we couldn't have a parent cafe at a cafe, but, traditionally we've used, public spaces. Our friends at the Fond du Lac Public Library, I'd be remiss to not mention that longstanding relationship. Everyone loves the library. Everybody feels welcome. There's great things for kiddos to do while their parents are learning. But that's essentially what it is, Spencer, is it's a cafe where, essentially the conversation is facilitated. There's food, there's childcare, so that we're trying to reduce as many barriers as possible, Spencer, to being able to maybe in some cases commiserate about the challenges of caring for children, because they are plentiful regardless of what stage you are, all the way to celebrating the successes and the small wins and getting feedback, like what did you do, what worked well, what worked well when you were going through this. So it's basically a facilitated conversation, Spencer, but it really allows us to feel comfortable and feel that our concerns and that challenges are you're not alone in those, right? And particularly as we're coming out of the pandemic and really having a sense of isolation, I can't think of, quite honestly, something I am more excited about the rest of this month. Other than the fact that I'll be wristbanding at the Fond du Lac County Fair tonight for drug-free communities, I can't think of anything I'm really much more excited about coming up on, as you had mentioned, Spencer, July 29th, because even as somebody who has been trained as a table host, parent cafes are fairly volunteer heavy, in that there's just, lots of opportunities to get engaged. So if you're listening and you're like, golly, I'd like to actually have maybe more of an active role in parent cafes, other than just participating, which is very active. We encourage, any type of, engagement, at your comfortability level. But we would love to hear from you because there's lots of opportunities to volunteer, for parent cafes. I, as a table host, just get so much from the conversation, Spencer. I have two boys, 10 and 13, and, you know, while we're out of, you know, the potty training and I'm not waking up in the middle of the night anymore, thank goodness, you know, able to sleep through the night. But I'm going through different things now, right? You know, managing, you know, a preteen and, you know, all the emotions that, you know, go along with that, where, you know, hormones are changing. And, you know, I love being able to chat with parents who have been there, done that, you know, getting little tidbits as they go, but also being able to share my reflections and what it was like when I was up in the middle of the night or, you know, potty training and, you know, maybe weaning from nursing, you know, things like that, Spencer, because I think at the end of the day, what unites us as caregivers is that we all have, you know, deep love and, you know, for our children and we want our children to be as successful as possible and, you know, be able to share in the positivity of those outcomes as a community. So that's kind of what a Parent Cafe is all about. It's super friendly, you know, no strings attached. There's great food being served. We always work with Annie's Fountain City Cafe downtown Fond du Lac for the food, and we do some really family-friendly meals. And it's outside. It's at Buttermilk Creek. I mean, again, like win-win-win, you know, so come on out. Super casual. We do have our theme this particular month, Spencer, as you alluded to. You know, we're kind of coming out of the, you know, the pandemic isolation and just those, you know, challenges that we experienced and really, you know, kind of re-socializing again. We thought it would be very fitting to have a mental health theme. So family mental health, you know, knowing that we were all, even as caregivers, you know, really having to take care and really ramp up supports to our kiddos. I know my kiddos, when we went virtual, being just very social boys, you know, it was really tough, Spencer. And, you know, some days I spent a fair amount of time kind of, you know, pulling them out of the gutter, you know, emotionally and, you know, making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and doing that. So family mental health, we're going to have some great conversations. We have some giveaways that we're going to do. And then also part of a Parent Cafe, Spencer, is a mini resource fair. So think of, you know, information about resources about Head Start, you know, they're enrolling families. The library always puts out great information about upcoming programming. United Way always has things about 211 and family-wise. Women's Empowerment Series, you know, always opportunities to get signed up and chat with folks. So lots of ways to also then engage in what's happening in the community. We try to get little flyers and brochures of upcoming events. So again, another plug if you're listening and, you know, you want us to, you know, plug a family-friendly event. We'll probably have information about National Night Out, you know, coming up in August, early August. So lots of ways to, again, reconnect, be outside, share any concerns. But let's also celebrate, you know, the fact that we were able to, you know, get through some pretty tough times and having kind of that shared sense of, you know, community was, I know, Spencer, that's how I was able to get through it.
Yeah, for sure. So family mental health is the theme. Amber, if people want to come to the Parent Cafe on the 29th, do they need to sign up? Do they need to register? What do they need to do to be able to attend? Can they just walk up?
Yes, Spencer. If you are the kind of person who likes to, you know, be registered, we certainly would, you know, appreciate that just from a planning standpoint, making sure we have adequate food and resources to hand out. I just want to thank again our friends at the health department and Birth to Three for facilitating all the registrations. So my friend Robin, it can be called over there at 929-3274, and Robin will get you all signed up. We also have links on our Facebook page, Spencer, United Way's Facebook page, and I believe Fond du Lac County Birth to Three and Public Health have some shared posts as well. And there is a link to the sign up at those on those web, you know, on those Facebook posts as well. But also back to your point, if you're not sure, you're like, oh golly, that's, you know, it's a little shy of 2 weeks out. I just don't know. You know, maybe I can't get there right at 5. Come as you can. This is a community event. It is for caregivers. The point is to engage when you're ready, you know, at your level. And our goal, Spencer, then would be to continue these. We like to have them in threes and pre-pandemic, you know, we were able, I just think about it now, Spencer, you know, when things were getting shut down, we had our last Parent Cafe at the library in March. And then, you know, we completely shut down, and I'm just like, wow, like that went so well. It was so fun. It was so well attended. So I'm just so hopeful that parents will remember that the folks that did, you know, were able to come out, or even that they shared, you know, those stories with and gave feedback to. If they shared with you that it was a good time and there's great conversation, you know, best practices shared, and just felt, you know, feeling a really a good sense of support. Now's your time. We're back in person, and we're hoping to then continue these July, and then we'll have August and September, and then we'll continue on with our series with different topics every month.
Very cool. Amber, anything else we need to know about Parent Cafe this morning, or Sprouts, or anything going on United Way-wise here on a Friday?
Well, I was really happy to hear during the break when I was listening, when I was just on hold, Spencer, to come on. I was really excited to hear the 211 PSA. Again, just a quick plug for 211. 211 is for everyone. 211 is a free national database that is basically a health and human service emergency type calls, right? Or even just, you know, basic health and human services, like how do I get signed up for, the marketplace for insurance. Like, how can I find out information about, child care assistance? But if you're truly having a health and human service emergency, it also is for you. You know, you're looking for rent assistance. There's food insecurity that's occurring. You're looking for a mental health provider. I mean, when you're in those situations, Spencer, that is an emergency, right? You know, that is who you're going to want to call. And very much like a call service, they're available 24/7. So we're really proud of the relationship that we have been able to build with the larger 211, national. We are supported by a regional call center of some really rock stars. And again, just lifting the message about 211, that it is for everyone. It's really hard, Spencer, and I consider myself a resource expert after, being in this world and being a sense of reference and referral for years and years. It's really, really hard to keep up with all the resources. I work at it all the time to be able to do that. It would be impossible to expect somebody else to do that unless you're in this world. So don't think that you have to be the expert and know, you know, where to refer someone to, or if a neighbor of yours is coming into a hard time or is asked you for some help for something, call 211, call on their behalf, call with them, give them the number. And you can also go to 211now.org. If you're not comfortable, but I can guarantee that when you get on the call, you will have a live call specialist. They are caring, they are trained, they are concerned, and it's a real person that is listening to your calls and to your concerns and getting you connected to hopefully, Spencer, a resource, a local resource right there in your community.
Awesome, Amber. Thanks as always. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Spencer. Take care.
You too. Amber Killery joining us from the Fond du Lac area, United Way, telling us more about the summer.